The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. The news at 7:05 is always brought to us by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, community, and compassion. Shasta Regional Medical Center. What does it look like for some weather today, Ashley? Ashley's at the helm again.
Woohoo! We're looking at sunny and mostly clear pretty much all week. It wouldn't be cool April night's cruise without slight chance of showers on Friday, but it's saying a slight chance, so we should be pretty perfect. A high of 87 today, low of 60, 90s throughout much of the rest of the week. Should cool off on Friday a little bit. North wind's going to keep those overnight temperatures pretty warm, around 60 to 62 throughout the week.
That's cool.
Copy paste.
It's going to be 88, 90 this week.
Yep, 92 tomorrow.
Whoa.
92 Wednesday, whoa. 89 Thursday.
Whoa. Okay. Hey. The news reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. My gosh, it's a 92. Give them a call, 365-3793, discounts for seniors and veterans. Wow. Okay. A lot of things happening today. The chief of police and Aaron Resner are going to be on. Talk about what's going on at Henderson Open Spaces. As you know, we've been kind of like putting as much light on what's happening there as possible in the last week. I went down there, visited the place, visited the people around there. And in between the time that I was there and the time, by the end of the day, more tents had popped up in there. And now I'm reading things that supposedly happened down there, and I'm not sure that's true because I will not repeat them because I don't have any way of proving it. Or, you know, the person, I have no idea who the person is for saying it. I'm looking at yesterday's, you know, some of the people that were writing in yesterday, some of the anonymous people during our shows yesterday. But it's going to be interesting to see. They did do a sweep down there Saturday. And I've seen videotapes of large living areas, everything from chairs to computers. Yeah, and everything in between, cooking areas and all that. So it's something to be interesting to hear what they have to say today about what's going to happen down at Henderson Open Spaces. A lot of other things going on. So, but what did you do this weekend, Ashley?
We had Easter services at my church, and I ran cameras for that, and so that was my primary Easter event. We have some people out of town yesterday night, so we're actually celebrating Easter as a family with a meal next week, but I did wake up to a basket of chocolate from the Easter Bunny, so that was fun. Not a lot of interest. It was a quiet weekend for a bunch of us, so, which is nice.
Okay. We're talking for the weekend that, of course, the Red Bluff Roundup was on.
Mm-hmm.
Went there Sunday. On
a lot
Easter.
Of people were excited about people. That.
Wow, it was. You know what? This thing is so huge. Not huge. I don't mean huge where you can't see everything because you can see everything there. But there are so many things going on. Horse races, mule races, the entertainer, the clown, JJ, who was in the show here last week. Watching him perform out there, and then they have this guy they call the one-armed bandit. Not the, but he's only got one arm. He lost his right arm in an electrical electrocution, and now he has been voted the top performer in the NRA National Rodeo Association. I don't know, 10 times. But he has it's just amazing. He comes out there and his horse. When he rides out, he just takes the bridle. Off the horse, and everything is from his knees and the way he shifts himself. And then they bring his trailer, well, his truck and stock trailer out there, and it's set up so he can ride up to the top of it, and the horse, you know, spins, and then he comes down. And then, meanwhile, they've let other horses out there, and then a zebra. So,
nice.
Yeah, a zebra. a little stallion zebra, as one of the announcers said, a mean little son of a, and that's all he said. And so they end up all of them on top of the trailer, and then he stands up on his horse. Now you got to remember, this guy's only got one arm. He stands up on top of his horse, and then they all run down the ramp, and then he comes riding back, and then he jumps up on the back of the truck, or his horse does. And he fires his gun off a few times. Anyway,
wow.
Oh yeah, it was quite interesting to see that. And then of course the bull riding, where it's the guys are either getting better or the bulls are getting a little
tougher.
Well, the riders. That's what John Grounding was saying. He said the riders are getting better. He said there was a time when the bulls would just own them, but now the riders are in there and they're holding their own against them in the bull. Fighting or in the bull riding, and then you see the bull fighters and see how good these guys are. They if once you hit the ground, one of them is in between you and the bull at the head and the other one's at the tail, and they're both moving, so the bull sees something moving in front of him. If he's starting to get too close, the other one will slap him in the face or the butt, and which will turn the bull. And, give the other one a chance. I mean, it's absolutely coordinated teamwork out there, even though they probably don't work together all the time. But this is an incredibly rich rodeo, too. I mean, when I say incredibly rich, I mean, it's a lot of added money and all this. So we had the number one bull rider in the country, number one saddle bronc rider, number one bareback.
Wow.
Two of the champion two of the leaders in the steer wrestling and team roping, and the two top women in the breakaway roping, which is a woman's breakaway, it's like the calf roping, except when they rope the calf, when the calf reaches the end of the rope, it snaps loose. And so when it snaps loose is when their time stops. They don't have to get off the horse and wrestle it to the ground or anything like that. And they had some big calves out there. They had like 200-pound calves. And watching the two people that were out there trying to help from the Red Bluff Roundup Association out there trying to wrestle a calf down one time, I mean, the calf knocked them down. Finally, the cowboy got off, and he dropped them. He dropped the calf on its side so they could get the rope off it. But it was, these were – if they didn't – get to them quick, it was going to be a problem. Wow, that got loud. Anyway, okay, that was the roundup. The other things that are going on around here, the Game of Thrones, second episode of the Game of Thrones. Now, Linda's not here because Linda is, we have a lot of things happening this week. When I left, Linda was on there building some getting all the things ready for our remotes, and we're having a remote Wednesday from the Cascade Theater for the Show and Shine, so please come down and join us between 7 and 9. Come in and say hello. So we've got those things going on, but yet last night we stopped and got the and watched Game of Thrones, Episode 2. Now, the question is, am I going to talk about it? Just to the extent that it was really... It was interesting. If you've been following Game of Thrones, you'll know that the big fight is coming. Well, it didn't. It wasn't last night. The big battle between the forces of evil and the forces of light. But they're ready for next week. But there are a lot of different things in it that brought out the people. What it's trying to do is get you back into getting to know the people again over the last 7 years. And then you even like them better, or that you admire the characters they're playing, or whatever, however you call it. And they're going to kill off most of them next week in the battle. Because next week's the halfway point. There's only six episodes, and then it's over. So, and I'm not going to say more about it because Ashley has not seen it yet. And Ashley knows who all the characters' names are, which is far beyond me at this point. I just know it's okay. It's a little short guy.
Well, you're
and it's the
have...
queen, Dany, and she's the dragon mother and all these other things. So
you're going to have far fewer to remember next week, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, boy, I tell you what. You know what? And the thing is that after watching it for 7 years, you have a tendency to, you know, think, well, I wonder what's going to happen here. You know, just to see it. Anyway, 7:15 in the morning, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be back in a jiffy, and because there are some more serious things I want to talk about what happened on Sri Lanka yesterday. It was horrible what happened there. And it was, and if you haven't seen it, we'll be talking about it. But this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Sleep Number. You know, my sleep number setting is 60. Linda's sleep number setting is 45. You know what? The two things. You know, you want to always say, you know, as you're married, you want to say, yes, honey. You know, yes, dear. But when it comes to sleeping on a Sleep Number mattress, you don't have to. She says, I want my side of the bed to be a little bit softer. Yes, honey, because my side can be as firm as I want it to be. This is one of those great things about it. You don't have to agree on everything, and you both can sleep so well. And the Sleep Number 360 smart beds they have are exactly that. As you move, they adjust to how you move during the night, so you can keep sleeping comfortably through the night. And now they have the FlexFit Smart Adjustable Base. They can raise the head or foot of your bed to ultimate relaxation. That's right. And right now, you can save up to $1,000 on select Sleep Number 360 smart beds when you add a smart adjustable base, but just for a limited time here. So head on down to Sleep Number store in the Target Shopping Center next to the Vitamin Shop there. Go on down. Try out the beds. I can tell you the people I know that have gone out and bought them since we've gotten ours have every one of them swear by them now. And as you know, Bob and Brenda, they're retiring, heading to Oregon. The first thing they did when they went up there and bought their house was buy a Sleep Number bed. Yeah, that's right. We'll be right back after these messages. 7:16 in the morning. It's 64 degrees, going up to like 82 today. And when we come back, I want to talk about what happened internationally yesterday and what a huge tragedy it was.
Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvy with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. I want to share some thoughts from local 53-year teaching icon Phyllis Hutchinson about her experience living here at River Commons.
Absolutely fell in love with everything about the facilities here. The kitchen crew is awesome. The meals are wonderful. I find it interesting as I look around the dining room how every table seems pleasantly happy. I mean, they're not just sitting there eating. There's conversation. I mean, everybody here, everyone that works here has treated me like I am special. I mean, it's just amazing.
Call today for a tour or lunch and a tour and ask me how you can have us pay for your move or how you can save $1,000 when you move in. River Commons Senior Living, 301 Hartnell Avenue, or check out our website at river-commons.com.
After the fires, the odds are that your HVAC system is now loaded with ash and contamination that will fill your house every time you start your heating system in the weeks ahead. Now's the time to get that ductwork cleaned and sanitized for your family's health. For more than a quarter century, Clean Air Duct Cleaning has been giving homeowners peace of mind every time their system comes on. Right now, Chris is offering up to 12 vents cleaned for $250. Get all the details at 356-4435. That's 356-4435.
And now back to our show.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. We're talking about specialists in emergency care. We're talking about in the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals in the nation. The top 50. Think about that. Think about going to the emergency room, being seen in 30 minutes or less. In and out in an hour, hour and a half. In an emergency room in Reading, Shasta Regional Medical Center. You know what? If you're not going there, if you're not checking it out, you're going to, you know, it's costing you in time, money, and probably some pain too. Over the weekend, on Sunday, on Easter, in Sri Lanka. Sri Lanka used to have a major insurrection going there. It's probably ended a decade ago, maybe a little bit longer. The Tamil Tigers was who they were fighting. Everything kind of got along. But yesterday, a group, a terrorist group, Muslim group, attacked churches, 7 coordinated attacks, going into Catholic churches, other churches, into a hotel that had a buffet. 7 attacks, suicide bombers, killed 290 people, wounded over 600. 290 people, attack on Christianity. Because that's exactly what it was, attack on Christianity. They systematically picked the churches and the place where there'd be the most people, went in, got in line. One of them, from what I read, got into the buffet line. He just waited until he got up there. Then he set it off. And they say, well, how crowded are churches? Well, you know, they say that, you know, people line up to get into the churches there, the Catholic churches. Anyway, 290 dead, 600 wounded. Now, here's the worst thing. Intelligence agencies had named the group and said they're planning on bombing or blowing something up. They're planning on blowing something up, and it was going to happen soon. So when we talk about something like that, we talk about, you know, they were warned. They were told that it was going to happen, and yet the police did nothing that we know of. So unfortunately, so many people killed. Now, switching. I don't know why it took so long. But Weed, our city of Weed, up there past Mount Shasta, up there around Wairika area, Weed had its first, that's right, Weed Festival. You know, for so many years they were fighting against this thing, against the Weed Festival. And, you know, to be known as Weed, they wanted to kind of like get past that. They have now embraced it. It has now embraced it. It's the Weed Festival. All types of, it was a marijuana festival over the weekend. This offends some of my friends. It really does. Because they don't, you know, the idea of marijuana. But as the woman said there, well, for a long time we fought this. But here we are at this point in our lives. And it's been legalized in California. We're called Weed, so we're taking advantage of it. weed at its first weed festival. Okay, AOC, as we all know, is the Socialist Democrat congresswoman who had 17,000 people vote for her, yet she's running the news media. She seems to be running the news media. And at that point, when she's in the limelight, in the spotlight, everything she says becomes news. Even things that she wishes she hadn't said become news. Things that she was thinking of saying becomes news. Things she didn't say, but they thought she was going to say, has become news.
I'm just going to point out, I hear her name more often than I hear the president's name.
Well, you know what?
I hear what she says more often than what the president of the United States says.
Every time she opens her mouth, it's something like, we're doing away with cows. Or we're doing away with planes. Or, no, socialism is fine. Socialism is great. We need to pay tax everybody, you know, that makes over this much money, tax them into almost starvation. She goes, every time she opens her mouth, Trump just laughs. You know what he does? I'm sure he's probably applauding for it, applauding this. However, it appears that she has gotten people in her district a little bit upset. Because now, two challengers are arising there. One is a lady from Persia who is a Republican, and the other one is a retired policeman, and is a retired policeman in her district there. But the big thing about this is people that she's upset, like, because you remember now that the guys out of Seattle, they were going to go into New York. What am I thinking of? Amazon was going to go into New York, and they were going to get tax breaks that they were going to, you know, that you pay back by the number of people you hire and all this stuff. And she led the fight to dump Amazon. Am I right there in New York?
I think
it's Amazon. Anyway, but it was one of the great big ones. So they just changed their mind and decided to move south. Well, this really, really offended a lot of New Yorkers. You know, even the mayor was offended by saying, you know what, this is such a, you know, you're so wrong in what you did. You didn't even understand economics. Anyway, so this really has upset some people in New York. So now they're going to run against her. And this guy has got a lot of money. Whoever he is, it's a mystery donor. So, but you know what? She's only been in there 6 months. So she's really got another year to really.
It's only been 6 months.
I don't know. Maybe it's been I think it's been about that.
Wow!
But she came. She hit the ground. She hit the ground running, and she offended everybody from the very beginning, except other socialists. And then when you had the Muslim lady out of Minnesota who said something to the effect that those people or some people attacked on 9/11, which really offended a lot of people, and then she jumped in to defend her. Anyway, this lady is young. She's 27. And like I said, Trump should be paying for her publicist. Because every time she gets into it, you know that it's every time she opens her mouth and people read it, you know, there's another shift of a percent toward the Republican Party.
You know, I have a dog. She's about 12 years old now. And every time you even say the word dot, she gets super excited. She'll start to shake with enjoyment, and then when the dot comes out, she chases it around like mad. I kind of feel like AOC is the dot of the media.
Well, I think she is. And, you know, the thing is that every time that she opens her mouth, it takes pressure off Trump. Like I said, Trump ought to be paying for her publicist right now. And this is still going on, of course. Oh, wow. Now it's it's the roadmap to impeachment, the Mueller report. It used to be collusion. Oh, no, it's not collusion now. No. Now it's obstruction. Now it's other things. Oh, he's redacted this part. Okay. We want the full report. Okay. Here's your full report. He's going to give it to the intelligence committees or whatever it is, full report. Of course, everybody's got a secret clearance, and everybody knows you're not supposed to release it, which means, of course, it'll be in the papers probably the next day because the papers – you know, because these darlings that are running for office and all this, they want to be the ones to kind of get this thing out. Because what's happened to the Democratic Party? What happened to big pharmacy? What happened to infrastructure? What happened to immigration along, you know, to fixing immigration? Forget the wall, but just fixing immigration. What happens to all these other things that the Democratic parties used to stand for? And now it's all, let's get Trump. There isn't anything moving through Congress that's not let's get Trump. What happened to all these great, great ideals the Democratic Party had? They somehow disappeared. Let's take a break. And let's talk about the 25th anniversary banquet of Spark Club International. It's going to be the next Saturday. The Wind River Event Center, you get not only such a great chance of winning so many raffle items, but they have a great auction there. They have everything from pheasant hunts and duck hunts to photo safaris in Africa, fishing trips, rafting trips, all types of hunts set up, including a buffalo hunt. And these are all wild chase. These are all, you know, free roaming animals they're talking about when they're out there. Elk, red stag. Not only that, but you go there, and for $20, you get a chance to win the Winchester Model 70 Super Grade Woodstock 300 Winchester Mag. It's the Safari Club International 25th anniversary rifle. I tell you, you know, Safari Club International, they are the ones that protect your right to hunt, but also, you know, so much money they put into the habitat to make sure that the animals are well, that there are animals to harvest in the upcoming generations. And I don't think anybody argues, well, of course, maybe some do, but we have to harvest a certain amount of animals each year so that the rest of the animals can live. And we've proven so many times when you stop hunting, that tends to be a die out within 3 or 4 years. Anyway. Reading Regional Chapter's 25th Anniversary Banquet. For more information, call Larry McLeod at 474-5075 or Scott at 221-4650 or just give us a call here and we'll help you out. Okay, we're going to take a break. 7:31 in the morning, 67 degrees out there. We'll be right back. This morning drive time is brought to you by Eagle Eye Painting, our painter of choice. For more information, go to danscottpainting.com.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, "Our customers are warm friends." We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. 7:35 in the morning, 68 degrees. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And I'm here with Ashley Hellstrom, who is, of course, from Riverview Country Club. And it's probably, if you've never, ever sat in the lounge there at Riverview, it's hard to describe the view of the river and the mountains and the sun, sunsets. Am I wrong?
Oh, you're absolutely right, Carl. Also, thank you so much for having me on today.
Oh, you know what? We're glad you're here now. Now, you're the membership director there. Is that correct?
Correct. Yes, okay. I am the membership director, and I'm also an assistant golf pro in the golf shop.
Okay. So you could probably maybe tie me then when it comes to golf. But what do you shoot there on Riverview?
Oh, it depends on the day and depends on the tees.
Okay, but let's just say average out there.
Oh, 76.
Okay, this interview's over. Do you know that they've got a spot down there named for me? On your course?
Oh,
you
they probably do? Didn't know. Which that. One is that?
Well, it's on the first tee, mm-hmm. where you're shooting from the elevation onto sure. the free onto freeway. Onto the fairway. And over to the left, of course, is a river. Mm-hmm. You probably haven't noticed it because you've never been over there. But there's this little sign that says Bot Grotto. Because there's like, I have like 46 golf balls in that one spot in the river. In that one same spot. Everybody goes and I go, oh yeah, there goes the grotto again. That's me.
Well, we'll have to send a team out there to do some golf ball collection.
Oh, but I tell you what, you probably get 46 of them. But I never hit a good one off the first tee. I never hit a new ball off the first tee there because I just or I'll turn completely different and then I'll end up over on, you know, like number 12 or something like that. Anyway, beautiful golf course. You're the membership director there too. Why? You know what? We, of course, are members there. And we find it very, very, it's very, very comfortable there. And it's a great, great place to take our friends and customers. A lot of times we take our customers there for lunch. So, I mean, so you've got all types of different memberships for different groups of people. Is
exactly.
that correct?
Yes. So, you know, one of the options would be our social membership. So that's kind mm-hmm. of what you were just describing.
That's what I have.
Mm-hmm. A social membership, you can come enjoy the club, all of our amazing clubhouse amenities. So we have our lounge with excellent food. You mentioned the views before.
Oh, wow.
And we also have a pool, tennis courts, fitness room. So those are things that are all open mm-hmm. to social members.
Right.
And so, like you said, you can bring clients out there, bring family. We just had an amazing Easter brunch yesterday, and so many social members out there who were bringing their family. They were all dressed up, taking pictures. It was just a really beautiful sight to see.
Mm-hmm.
But we also do have golf memberships available. So whether you're a golfer, you're looking to get into golf, we have several different options just based off of your needs, your age, everything. So there are options to fit everyone's needs.
Well, you've got from people that are starting out in business
mm-hmm.
to people that are probably more established.
Right.
So, you know, it ranges in all different categories, like you said.
Absolutely.
What would you say is the thing that people talk most about when they talk about Riverview?
I would say, you know, something that people talk about most when they're joining is they're joining because they want to meet other people in the community. So we have either people who are more established for people who are new to the community, mm-hmm. and they're joining because they want that social aspect. They want to come meet the business people in Reading because they're members. And I would say the existing members, they talk on the beautiful golf course, they talk on the amazing food, the views, and also just the warm atmosphere. I think that we have something really special going on with both our members and our staff, where there's just a very welcoming, warm atmosphere for both individuals, families, business people, where you can come and you just feel, you feel known, you feel seen, and that's something that our members
your
really
staff
enjoy.
Is fantastic. I mean, they know who you are,
mm-hmm.
And they even know your membership number, because right. I'll go, I think it's 3, and he goes, 3667.
Yes.
Oh, that's not really my number, so don't give it to anybody. But he'll have it because he knows who we are, or she knows who we are, because it's all you have. Like you said, it's just really great service there. The other thing, too, that I know is, let's just talk about that golf course.
Mm-hmm.
That's a fantastic golf course along the river. It's kept in super great shape. And you're an assistant pro there.
Mm-hmm.
So do you give lessons?
I do.
Okay. Yes. So so you have classes for women, classes for men, or both? Or
yes.
How does that work?
So we have 4 teaching instructors, all part of the PGA program. So we have Garrett Dagg. He's our head golf professional.
Right.
He has amazing experience. He grew up here in Reading, but worked for JC Golf Resorts down in San Diego, has amazing experience. He gives individual lessons as well as clinics. And mm-hmm. then we have Steve Richlew and Sean Greenhood, and they're both assistant golf professionals, and they give lessons, and Sean helps with the clinics as well. And then I give lessons primarily to women mm-hmm. and then do some clinics and group lessons. So some of the things that we've had going on are men's clinics where members and guests can sign up and, you know, show up for an hour and get a few tips and really, you know, if you're not someone who wants to take an individual golf lesson, you can come to those and really improve your game. And then some of the things that I've been doing is I have ladies golf clinics, and those are every so often. But I've also been doing some beginner ladies lesson series. And so what that is some of our members who were non-golfers in the past and also guests have come in, and we've just done a 4-week series where we go through, okay, how do you hold the club? What's the difference between the clubs? Putting, chipping, and then for our last lesson, we went down on the course and just talked about etiquette and hit a few shots, and it was a blast. And so,
well, this is the one that Linda wants to start with, that one, mm-hmm. and she's talked to you, and because she's been playing. Well, she doesn't play regularly, just like me, but this is the one. She, after talking to you, she wants to do that one and get you started, and then maybe take the next clinic that comes by.
Right.
What's the hardest thing when you're teaching?
The hardest thing when I'm teaching. I would say that's a tricky question.
Well, I mean, is it the fact that I mean, you show people how to do it and then trying to get them to execute it? I mean, that's got to be hard.
Right. I mean, I would say everybody learns differently. Some people okay. are visual. Some people need to do something and they need to feel it before they understand. So I think one of the challenges as an instructor is getting to know who you're teaching and how they learn, and then customizing everything to that. And
wow.
so
yeah.
Once you can learn, okay, what this individual needs, then you can speak their language, so to speak, and really help them progress in their golf game. But it is a little bit of a challenge to figure out, okay, how does this person need to learn?
Is it the best job in the world being a golf pro?
I would say it's up there, definitely.
Gotta be in the top 5?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, let's talk about membership again here. That membership is at different levels. You have your social membership, which is what we have. But I think I can still play golf once a month.
Yes.
Like that. You know, mm-hmm. so, you know, and which is more than I usually play. You also have the Twilight series, or at least used to. It was playing in the evenings.
So during the summer months, starting in May here, we have Twilight Golf. And so that's available to our members.
Mm-hmm.
So right now that's going to be available to our golfing members. And so that's just a way to come out. We play a scramble or a simple format, and you can bring your family, bring your friends, and it's really a fun time playing in those cooler hours of the evening, mm-hmm. Tuesdays, Tuesdays in the summer.
Yeah, it is. It's cooler. For me, I can get probably out of nine. You try to play how many holes? All of them?
I believe it's typically nine for
nine.
Twilight.
Which means I'll get through four. I mean, except I usually pick up after a while. I got to come down and get with Mr. Dagg.
Absolutely.
And on this, too. So if people want to join, you want them to come out, whether they can come out for lunch or something, you can show them the place or things like this. How does it work?
Yeah, if someone's interested in membership, they can contact me. And so the number for our office is 530-224-2255. Mm-hmm. They can also call my membership cell, which is 530-524-2491. So basically, I'm the point of contact. So they would get a hold of me. And then I would love to invite an individual family in to do a tour so I can show you around, show you our amazing facilities, our golf course. And, if you have connections with existing members, we can play golf together or dine together. So there's a lot of different options. So basically, if someone is interested in membership, they should reach out to me, and I'd be happy to
bring them in.
Bring them in.
Dinner, golf. Let me tell you, if you listen to the spot we've cut, the view, the best in the North State.
Absolutely.
The food is just great. And by the way, most of the Rotary clubs, if not all, are there out at Riverview,
mm-hmm.
including the Outlaw one in the evenings, the Sunset Rotary on Thursdays.
Mm-hmm.
The Outlaw Rotary, as we call them. if you want to join a club, if you're young, they've got prizes for this, but you get to meet the businesses and the business people that are big in this town.
Absolutely.
And also the up-and-coming ones. And what a great place. On Friday we were there having dinner. And the girls were already in their Easter dresses. It was so cute out there. And then yesterday we had friends that were there. We had just come from another place. And so we all got together, and they just said it was fantastic, as usual. Usually we're down there. So I'm here with Ashley Hellstrom, and this is the lady you want to ask for to come down. She's going to set up a wonderful day or afternoon for you if you're interested in joining the club. I think it's great.
Yeah, thanks so much, Carl. I'm so excited to be here to share a little bit about our story. You know, get the word out there that we have a lot going on. There's a lot of new, exciting things. Come on out. Check us out tomorrow. Cool April Nights is going to be on our driving range. And so that's starting at 3 p.m. It's actually open to the public. So if you've never been to Riverview before and you just want to come see, okay, what is this view that everybody's talking about? Come on out tomorrow.
There's nothing better than that number one tee at Riverview.
Mm-hmm.
Ashley Hellstrom, thank you so much for being here. Next time we're going to come over and talk more about you, about how you got here.
All right.
Okay?
Thanks so much, Carl.
All right. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages.
Like they say, whack down the fairway. It went smack down the fairway. Then it started to slice just a smidge off line.
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio, dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studio at KCNR from 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. I want you to listen to what we're going to hear right now. All right. Are you ready? I'm ready when you are.
Look at the stuff. Isn't it neat? Wouldn't you think my collection's complete? Wouldn't you think I'm the girl who has everything? Look at this trove, treasures untold. How many wonders can one cavern hold? Looking around here, you'd think, sure, she's got everything. I've got gadgets and gizmos aplenty. I've got who's-its and what's-its galore. You want thingamabobs? I've got 20. But who cares? No big deal. I want more.
Wow. Aaron Woodward. Did I get that right, Aaron?
Yeah.
Wow. Aren't you great?
Thank you.
Aaron's here with Gavin Spencer, who heads up all the music and everything over at Shasta High School.
Good morning.
Good morning, Gavin. Wow. I mean, you find, where do you keep finding these people?
I don't know.
Did you go to Shasta High School so you could be in the music department?
Yeah, pretty much.
Pretty much. We got Robert Burke here, too. Hello. Are you doing, Robert? Are you in this thing, too?
I am also in this thing, yeah. I play
okay.
Scuttle.
We're talking to Little Mermaid. Is getting ready to start. Gavin, tell us about it.
Well, this is a big year for Shasta because it's our 50th anniversary. So we're making a big deal about this 50th anniversary production.
50th?
50 years.
Wow. You know what? That's great. And, you know, Aaron, you don't look much older than, what, 46? So, Aaron looks like she's 12. But she's got the voice of a very seasoned performer. So, I don't mean that bad. You know what I'm talking about, Aaron. She is just adorable. And how old are you?
I'm 17.
No. Really?
Really.
Gosh, okay, 17. My goodness, she can enlist in the Marine Corps next year. So, okay, tell us about The Little Mermaid.
So, Little Mermaid, so most people in this world have seen the cartoon movie that was, you know, back in the 90s or whatever. But the show is actually quite a bit different. I mean, you're going to hear a lot of the same songs that are in the cartoon. There's a lot of extra things that you're going to, like with the seagull, Scuttle. He doesn't sing in the cartoon movie, but... In our version, he does do a little singing. Maybe Robert, do you want to give him just a little touch of one of your songs? And maybe tell him what it's kind of how it comes about.
Well, Scuttle is the person who teaches Ariel about all the things, you know, up in land. So when Ariel gets her legs, she needs to learn how to walk so that she can snare the prince. So Scuttle is the one who teaches her how to walk through a tap dance and through a very character voicey song.
Uh huh. Okay, now Robert Burke, of course, is no stranger to KCNR because he is our movie critic when he's not in school. And I'm going to get into that. So you're playing the seagull. I remember this one of the Disney things where only thing the seagull said was, mine, 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 mine.
Yeah, it was Finding Nemo.
Nemo, yeah. So, okay, so you're going to lay a little music here on us?
Sure.
Go on.
You look at me, you see this face. In terms of beauty, I'm a basket case. And as for style and savoir faire, well, I guess there ain't a whole lot there yet. Although perhaps it makes no sense. I stuff my stuff with lots of confidence. Cause though I lack an awful lot, there is one thing I got. I got positivity. I got positivity. It gives me the zam and the zow and the yaddle, oddle, oddle. That's why I walk with a wiggle in my waddle, and once you heard that word, there ain't nothing you can't do. So let that positivity work for you.
I love coming in here and they just go, and then they hit it. You know what, young man? I just didn't know. I knew you were a great movie critic. I didn't realize you were, strutting on the stage too and being great. No, you're a triple threat here. Okay, Gavin. Yeah, how many kids do you have, or I should say students, are in this production?
Well, there's about 60 students on stage. There's another 20, 25 in the pit orchestra. So we've got a pretty big wow. group, close to 90 kids that are okay. involved, and a lot of parent volunteers. But I'll tell you, I have a great cast in the show. Another thing that you don't see in the movie is much about the Mer sisters. So Ariel has all these sisters, but in the cartoon, you just don't know that much about them.
Mm-hmm.
But in this one, you really get to know them a little bit, and there's a couple of really awesome featured numbers by those Mer sisters.
Wow. Okay.
And Ursula, you learn a lot more about her. She's pretty evil. It's really it's a great show. It's going to be a
great
show.
Which one's Ursula?
Ursula's the big octopus, the evil octopus, sea witch.
Now, what about costumes? I mean, is it like...
They're crazy. Okay. They're crazy. You got to come see them.
Okay. So am I going to see an octopus on the stage?
You're going to see an octopus.
Oh.
Yeah.
So, I mean, is it... How? And so, Aaron, how do you get ready for something like this? I've seen you before. Where have I seen you before? Didn't you come in here for something else?
I've come in here for radio gigs with the Madrigals.
There you go. Yeah. Okay. So how did you like – I mean, is there a lot of pressure on you playing the lead here?
There is a significant amount of pressure, I would say. This is my first major lead role.
Mm-hmm.
Really, it's just a lot of resting. I pray a lot.
You have to rest your voice, right?
Oh, yeah.
Because how many performances do we have here, Gavin?
Well, we're doing 6 performances, and – there's a lot of rehearsal building up to these 6 performances. So, yeah, the rest, wherever you can get it, is really important. So, yeah, the performances, they start not this week, but next week, starting on Thursday. So, opening night, that Thursday, Friday. And then that Saturday, which is, I don't remember the date of it, 2nd, 3rd, 4th, I guess.
Yeah.
Is our only matinee. So, okay. That one's selling really fast. A lot of people want to go to that matinee. So,
well, we have two tickets. We have a voucher good for 2 reserve seating tickets for opening night, May 2nd. The first person to call, 605-4567. I think you're really going to enjoy this because we're talking costumes. We're talking about a musical with, you've heard their voices. You've heard Aaron's. You've heard Robert's. You know that this is going to be a great production because Gavin's in charge of it. They always are. And it's the 50th anniversary of Shasta High School, is this the 50th anniversary of musicals? When did they start even back then, or did they even have a big music department back then?
Well, I'm sure it started a little smaller, but I know Ken Putnam built a tradition here of mm-hmm. great musicals.
Right.
And so, he did, I think, 33, and this is my 17th, so this is number 50
wow.
of the whole thing. And I'm thankful that he did that so that I could kind of try to follow in his footsteps and continue the tradition.
We have a winner, by the way.
Already?
Oh, yeah. Already? They're still ringing. They're all kind of like 150,000 people out there listening to this. They're a young man. So, oh, yeah. You know what? The other thing, too, Gavin, is just you always put on, and they're still ringing, you put on quality musicals. You've got people here that we're sitting in front of. Well, I know Robert better, but now I'm getting to know Aaron also because he's been in here with the Madrigals in this. What part did you play in the Madrigals?
I was a soprano in the Madrigals.
Okay, you were just kind of like background or not? Were you playing a larger part? Because it seems like I remember you in that. I thought you had like...
Well, in Madrigal Dinner, there's no, a very, very small
it's just
two
of
play them. With right. 3 or 4 people.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's mostly singing.
When's
at that?
When's that going to be? That's sold out all the time, too.
That sells out fast. That's Christmas time. That's so that's the first 2 weeks of December.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, we've got a run here, but we've already given away 2. And guess what, people? I have 2 more. Now, this voucher, you're going to have to email them and to redeem your certificate, but we'll explain that to you when you get here. But I've got 2 more I'm going to give away later on this week. So that you can be there on opening night for The Little Mermaid, and it's going to be at...
This is at Shasta, this is at the David Marr Theater.
Right.
And Yeah, it's going to be May 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, and the following week after that.
Thank you so much for being here. And Aaron, you're just going to be a knockout in the show. And Robert, as always, you're great. The total professional. There, Robert Burke, Aaron Woodward, and, of course, Gavin Spencer. Break a leg.
Thank
hey,
you.
When we get back at after the news, we're going to have Aaron Reznor and Chief of Police Roger Moore. We're going to be talking Henderson Open Spaces and public safety.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Sri Lankan authorities looking into whether the domestic terrorist group that's blamed for the Easter Sunday massacre that killed close to 300 people got help from abroad.
As yet, there have been no claims of responsibility by anyone, although there's been a lot of speculation that because of the nature of these attacks, there could very well be international links.
Correspondent Emily Schmall in Colombo says 24 people are under arrest. The suicide bombers targeted churches and hotels, and at least 3 Americans are among the dead. Tightening the screws on Iran, the Trump administration ending sanctions waivers for countries that continue buying oil from the Islamic Republic. Secretary of State Pompeo says the U.S. will do all it can to ensure energy market stability.
The United States has been in constant discussion with allies and partners to help them transition away from Iranian crude to other alternatives. And we've been working with major oil-producing countries to ensure the market has sufficient volume to minimize the impact on pricing.
Pompeo says up to 40% of the Tehran regime's income is generated by oil sales abroad. Well, just getting underway on the South Lawn, the annual White House Easter egg roll.
More than 30,000 children and families are expected at the White House for a tradition that dates back to 1878. On this day after Easter, kids will participate in activities on the South Lawn, including egg rolling contests, games, and storytelling. All the youngsters receive a colored wooden Easter egg engraved with the President's and First Lady's signatures.
That's White House correspondent Greg Clugston. On Wall Street this hour, stocks are mixed. The Dow Jones Industrial Average down about 43 points, while the NASDAQ Composite Index is trading 4 points higher. The S&P 500 currently down 1 point. More on these stories at townhall.com.
It's Better Together, the exciting daily half-hour talk show by women and for women in all seasons of life. Each day, host Lori Crouch welcomes popular women in ministry, music, entertainment, and more. It's good friends like Christine Kane, Carrie Job, Victoria Osteen, Lisa Harper, Dee Dee Freeman, Holly Wagner, and many more. So grab a cup of coffee, settle back in your favorite easy chair, and join Lori and friends as they sit down for fun, faith, and some powerful conversations about relevant issues all women talk about. Relationships, addiction, identity, no topic is off limits. Better Together is real friends getting together for real conversations. It's more than just a TV show. It's your daily destination for love, friendship, encouragement, and community. It's Better Together. Weekdays, 1:30 Eastern, 10:30 Pacific. Only on TBN. Text TOGETHER to 316-316 to join in. That's TOGETHER to 316-316. And we'll see you real soon.
Iran's Revolutionary Guard has a new leader. We get the latest from the media line's Charles Biblezer.
Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Khamenei appointed Hossein Salami to head the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, which the Trump administration this month officially designated a terrorist organization. Salami is considered a hardliner who previously vowed to cleanse the planet from the filth of the existence of the United States and Israel. The Revolutionary Guards have amassed tremendous political power and control large swaths of the Iranian economy, while the elite Quds Force spearheads Iran's involvement in the wars in Syria and Yemen. The IRGC also played a big role in the development of Tehran's nuclear and ballistic missile programs. President Trump last May withdrew from the 2015 Iran Atomic Accord and reimposed sanctions on the Islamic Republic. I'm Charles Biblezer, Town Hall News, Jerusalem.
News and analysis at themedialine.org. And at townhall.com. Senator Elizabeth Warren hoping the prospect of free college tuition will increase her popularity among younger voters.
The Massachusetts senators unveiled a plan to forgive large amounts of student debt. It also calls for free tuition at state colleges and universities. It's something Warren says would make a college degree attainable, but it also puts her at the fore of the pack of Democratic candidates hoping free education might woo young voters. Warren says she would target about 75,000 of the nation's wealthiest families to pick up the $1.25 trillion tab. Bob Agnew reporting.
Officials say SpaceX's new capsule for astronauts suffered an anomaly during a routine engine test firing in Florida, causing smoke to be seen for miles. One official telling Florida Today it happened Saturday at Cape Canaveral Air Force Station while the SpaceX Crew Dragon capsule was undergoing what's termed a static test fire. Yet on Wall Street, the Dow down 51. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM. And 1460 AM, your talk radio right here in Redding, California. Hear the news at 8:05 in the morning. It's brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. At Shasta Regional Medical Center, here it is, the 22nd of April, and we're going to have dynamite weather this week, Ashley.
It's going to be close to perfect. So we've got a high of 87 today, low of 60, high of 92 tomorrow. Low 62, 92, 62. It's just going to be, we're going to be hitting those 90s, and we're going to be looking forward to these temperatures come summer. But it'll be nice and clear. Of course, it's cool April night, so we have to have a chance of showers on Friday. But we should be perfect other than that.
Okay. Hey, the weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a locally owned business out of Anderson, better known business, Chuck and Judy Kenny, who give discounts for seniors and veterans, and he'll also offer for our people victims of the fire, survivors of the fire, I should say. Instead of having, if you're living out on your property in a trailer or something, instead of having to take that 7-gallon propane tank back and forth, he's going to put a 120-gallon tank on your property, won't cost you a cent, and he'll fill it up at very, 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 very fair prices. Let me tell you this. Less than what he pays for it. And he's doing this because he wants to help the community, because that's just the kind of people the Kennys are. That Shasta Gas Propane. Do we have anybody on the phone? Okay. Wow, usually on Mondays. They're lined up here to tell me things are happening. I'm here today with Erin Reznor, city council person, and Chief Roger Moore. And I was talking to Chief Moore that, you know, after he'd been on the show a couple of times, he said, you know what, you need to get to know the rest of my department. So since then, we have been cycling through every department you have, and we've been able to learn so much about the different aspects of your department. So I appreciate it so much. That was a great idea.
Absolutely. They do a lot of good things, and it was nice for you to showcase what they do. So I appreciate that.
Oh, no. You know what? It's good for people to hear things, because things will happen, and, you know, I don't know why, but it seems like things will happen 3 or 4 days, and then your officer will be on, and we can talk about it. You know, something that's been in the news, a big crime, a shooting, something like this, and then they can talk about it, and give people what, you know, as much as they can, what really happens. Because as you know, with today's media and the 24-hour-a-day news cycle and social media, you hear things that are just absolutely untrue, not even close to being true. So it's good to have somebody on that you say, well, tell us what happened.
Yes.
And I tell you, the last incident we had, I think the Record Searchlight did a good job on that. I mean, in the sense of, hey, there are witnesses, this happened. And it seemed to pretty much follow, you know, or it seemed to be on track.
Right.
We're talking about the person who had a gun at a school. And here come our blue line of defense there.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's. I'm glad that all we want is reporting that's non-biased and just the facts, and that's what we got. So that's a good thing.
You know, I editorialize, but when we get into things like that, we want to be as close to what's happening as possible, because people need to know this is what happened. And not what you think might have happened, but what's been reported.
And we need to get into the mindset of our officers when they're responding to the scene with that limited information, given the totality of the circumstances and who they have to protect at the time.
Absolutely.
Right? And so that's the important stuff.
Two schools there.
Correct.
Elementary schools. Guy with gun.
Yeah.
Whoa. You know what?
It was significant.
It was very significant when something like that happens because you don't have a second chance on something like this.
Correct.
And I think that if you look at the people who had kids in that school, the fact that you all were out there immediately with two officers and trying to handle this and at that time, there's just a lot about it. And the state of California just seems like they are continuing to pile on, especially with this new bill they have, which takes away reasonable and changes it to necessary.
Right. And it also talks about being able to judge an officer in hindsight about what happened in this very violent, unpredictable altercation. And that's difficult.
Maybe up to 2 years later.
Yeah. And so it's significant. And so we'll see how that law comes out. I know that Cal Chiefs is trying to get in there and kind of negotiate with the folks that are writing these bills and educate them on what an officer has to go through in the split-second decisions that they have to make on every call every day. And it'll be interesting to see how it comes out.
Oh, no. Having been in situations like this because of my last job,
right.
It wasn't law enforcement, but we were in all types of things like this all the time. I don't think there was as much second-guessing
right. And
from people because we knew we were in a combat situation. And that's the way it was, where you are in a peacetime situation.
Right.
It turns into combat immediately.
Yes. Quickly.
Quickly. You know, I mean, you walk up to give Granny an older-looking lady a ticket, and she's got a pistol in her lap.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you even plan for things like that?
Yeah, you know, it's difficult because you're always looking at, so many different clues as you're walking up to a vehicle because you never know who you're going to stop.
Yeah.
It could be for a taillight violation, but they could have just committed a homicide.
Yeah.
And so you have to keep that balance, especially in the city, right? You can't have your gun drawn every time, but sometimes that gun needs to come out for your protection. And so they're picking up on clues in milliseconds, and that's what keeps us alive, their instincts and what they see and observe.
And I tell you, it's just like in combat, the longer you stay alive, the longer you stay alive.
That's our goal.
That's it, because you pick up on things and you don't even know about it. And just like your people do when they go up there. Anyway, as you know, though, the city of Redding, the county of Shasta, and the people up here truly support you all.
I do know,
you know that.
Thank you.
We're here also with Erin Reznor, who texted me with a challenge, or she thought I had challenged her. And she goes, oh, okay.
Oh, I was pretty sure you were baiting me.
I wasn't baiting anybody. I was just commenting.
Stirring the pot. Carl.
Well, you know what? Somebody needs to stir the pot now and then.
Yeah.
When I get phone calls from people and they tell me, I said, come on the show. And they come on the show. And it's, with the Henderson Open Spaces. I mean,
right.
I'm the, and many times we're the only voice that these people have. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's why they're there. And then after that show, I was getting emails, a number of emails about people living down there and other people in this thing. So it was, it's not like it wasn't on your mind already.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I think that it's been on the chief's mind. I think that it's on anybody who is around town and aware of the current state of California and the hurdles that we have within the whole entire county.
I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take an early break, Ashley, and when we come back, we can talk longer about this. And we want to address public safety, but we want to ask we want to talk about Henderson Open Space specifically, and what I have heard from and what the people are telling me, which I know you've heard, and then what's going to happen with this. This portion of the show brought to you by Maximal Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof, whether it's family, seniors, business owners, or veterans. Judy Maxwell is the one that's going to help you. Judy Maxwell handles my life insurance, which at any time with me is questionable, especially the more I talk about certain things on here that people stop by. The other day, an officer dropped by, and the only thing I can say was there was more guns in this in the studio than he was carrying at that point, with three people in here. Anyway, Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Judy Maxwell is just a great, great person to talk to. If you have problems with the fire insurance and it's not working out, but she's not even your agent, give her a call. She's going to be able to help you. 221-0441. We'll be right back with Aaron Reznor and Chief Roger Moore.
Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer, announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis-mounted system, pole-mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600. Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer.
Simpson University is pleased to announce that its annual golf tournament is on April 26th at Goat Hills Golf Club. Join the rise at Simpson University, known as Simpson Rising, by joining or sponsoring this wonderful event. You can register or sponsor online at connect.simpsonu.edu/springgolf or call 530-226-4750. You can enter for a chance to win an Apple Watch, television, barbecue, and much, much more. So join us on April 26th at Gold Hills Golf Club for the Simpson Rising Pepsi Invitational.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
You know, it can be difficult to find a trustworthy, knowledgeable, and yet affordable auto repair shop. Advanced Automotive is a second-generation, locally-owned, full-service repair shop serving our community since 1993, and one of only four AAA-approved auto repair shops in the Reading area. Advanced Automotive has a goal, and it's to keep it simple to have safe, reliable vehicles for our customers and our community. Call or come by to meet the crew who is here to serve you. 244-4423. Advanced Automotive.
Are you looking for a place with a fun and relaxing atmosphere to unwind after a long workday? Kelly's Pub and Wine Bar has just what you're looking for. Easy to find at 2155 Hilltop Drive. Let owners Robert and Rhonda Hansen welcome you to your new favorite spot in town. Kelly's Pub and Wine Bar has a great selection of beer on tap, fine wines, weekly live music, and a food menu that's currently the best-kept secret in Reading. Open Tuesday through Saturday starting at 4. Clean, classy, and relaxing. Head to Kelly's Pub and Wine Bar. By far, the friendliest bar.
February 22, 1982, Joe Martino opened Orchard Nutrition Center with a simple philosophy: to be able to have the choices available for a completely healthy lifestyle. And to this day, Joe and the entire Orchard Nutrition Center family have kept that promise for 37 years. Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Bare necessities, simple bare necessities. Forget about your worries and your strife. I mean the bare necessities of mother nature.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio station. Hey, Home Helpers is bringing us this segment, whether it's 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day, it's Sharon Clark and her people. Learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com or give them a call at 226-8350. Remember, there's no place like home. I'm here with Aaron Resner, who is city council person for Reading, and Chief Roger Moore, and it's always good to see both of them here. This what brought this on, of course, was since in the last week, the Henderson Open Spaces. As people know that we've had residents from down there that live on Henderson Lane in between Henderson and Wilshire, and they're living in hell. They're under siege. The things that they tell me, and then I went down and looked myself, and they were absolutely right about where they're, what they're facing. And then followed up by that with so many emails from people that live down in that area, even further down in what you call, they don't have as much green belt, but down at the end, and houses that you would say are more affluent areas, having to chain up their propane tanks, their barbecues, having to take pepper spray out in the backyard to protect themselves from what's going on. There's also in the Facebook, some like 140 comments from people, and Aaron sends me a text and said, "Hey, we need to talk about this," which I said, "You're right." And I said, "I'd love to have the chief on," and you took care of that, and you made the phone call. And so here you are, Henderson Open Space, Aaron.
Well, would you like me to just comment on it in general?
Well, no, the Henderson Open Space. The reason I'm doing this one is,
yeah,
Roger Moore so aptly described South City Park after Rick Bassetti got assaulted down there. You described it as a prison yard. Can you tell people what you meant by that?
Yeah, so similarly, when you get large camps that go unchecked, you develop kind of a prison mentality where there is somebody that kind of runs the camp, and they allow drugs to come in and out or stolen property, and they take rent to sleep or get the protection on this camp area. There's prostitution. You'll find a lot of our stolen property out in these camps. And bad things are happening. That's why we have to keep them moving. We have to be out there siting, working with code enforcement. We have two community work program officers that are working full-time, picking up over, last year it was 350,000 pounds of trash. We also have, in conjunction with this, though, we also have our homeless outreach officer, like we've talked about before.
And, yes.
Phil Oaf is that officer, and he goes out with HHSA a lot, or our mental health services, or Hill Country. And we try to connect these folks with resources. But in large, these are the folks that do not want to go into any type of housing. They will gladly take the money or anything that comes along with that, but they will not go into housing. And it's very difficult to get them into housing. So, but we keep up that fight. So ultimately, we want people to stop that cycle of poverty. Right. So that's why we're doing kind of a two-prong approach. If you don't cooperate and help yourself and get clean, and we have some transitional living homes and things like that, then we're going to go to the enforcement side of it. Because what's happening down there in these camps is not okay. I mean, you have feces and everything else being washed right into our rivers. Needles are everywhere. We're finding weapons, drugs, like we talked about before. And that's why we need to pay attention to those. And we need to stay on top of it. For instance, this weekend we had a coordinated, I don't want to call it a sweep, but in essence it was a cleanup, and it was to hold people accountable down there. And we wrote multiple violations. We had Department of Fish and Game Wildlife down there with us because they control our waterways. And it's on their radar, too, and they want to help. And so we are doing everything we can to get this place cleaned up. I know Kim Niemer from our Parks and Rec has community cleanups down there. I know that we are constantly soliciting assistance to just to abate that area and to, you know, pull up the branches and to do cleanups down there. So, and that helps. The unfortunate thing is these folks are back so quickly, and it's very difficult, and it's creating a lot of extra workload for our officers.
Well, you know, the Henderson Open Spaces, they were at South City Park, fenced around it, moved them. Then they went to, I think, over Park Marina, that open space there. Then they ended up over under the bridge on the other, you know, on this side or the other side of the river. And then from there, now they're in Henderson Open Space. 20 camps down there. I don't know, when you went through there yesterday for the cleanup, I don't know how many camps you found. But, you know, some of these were pretty extensive, had, you know, large areas with computer, finding computers and, you know, I don't know where they get the electricity from. Maybe it's from generators, but chainsaws.
Right.
They're cutting trees down. Mm-hmm. So you can see, Aaron, what's going on at the Henderson Open Spaces is what's the solution to this?
Well, I think that there are a couple of different. I mean, I think that there are a couple of different solutions. The problem, yeah, I mean, Roger just listed a majority mm-hmm. of them. I think that we have to continue coming through and making those sweeps. But I mean, it's difficult for RPD to be able to enforce anything because they have to abide by California's laws. They cannot merely come out and arrest somebody because they are walking through the park and they look like a shady
no,
fellow.
No, and nor would you want them to, because I look pretty shady half the time too. But what about people that camp overnight? That's against the law here, right?
Yes, but I have to have somebody has to call into RPD, and so I think that that's a way in which that we could help RPD is that there have to be phone calls made, and an officer. A misdemeanor either has to, and correct me if I'm wrong for misinterpreting the law, but an officer either has to witness a misdemeanor or they have to have a reporting party there to sign the form and complain about that misdemeanor in order for an officer to do something. But we have to be making those calls. And I think that one of the biggest hurdles to get over is that we only have so much manpower.
No, I understand that. And to do this, you've got like 7 people on a shift, and then when you flip shifts or when you, I think then you get, what, 14 for a short period of time?
A very short period, yeah.
Short period of time while they're turning over.
Yeah, about half hour.
The phone calls, I promise you, are being made. To a point, they said now when they call Shascom, say, hey, we're reporting these people down here that, you know, they're being hung up on. Because really it's hours. Because that, frankly, is not. It's not a priority down there.
Yeah, you know, we have a city that has 100,000 calls for service a year and about 9,500 arrests, and we're very busy. But back to the earlier point on misdemeanor things, we're working with our property owners down in Henderson Open Space to mm-hmm. file a no trespass letter, so which means we don't have to have their signature. We have it on file. It's been notarized. Mm-hmm. And our officers are going out on graveyards, which you probably don't know, which is good for the community to know. And they're going on foot several times during a night to, one, educate folks, but also enforce, because I think that's the element now that they need. And in anything, with anything, if there's no consequences, it's very difficult, right? And so we're talking about misdemeanors. You know, we are at the verge of losing our community prosecutor right now. You know, remember last year, we had Wind River sponsor a community prosecutor
for $250,000.
I think it was about $220,000. It was for a community prosecutor and a clerk, I believe, or an assistant.
Right.
And they filed over 1,200 cases, and it's been fantastic. And that's that element that was missing. So I hope, and I know that our city manager and Larry Lees are getting together to talk about how can we continue to fund this. And I think that's going to be important as we move on to have some sort of accountability. And by the way, I have 3 beds. For our most these repeat offenders that are on
Working? How's that working for you?
It's actually working really good.
That's what the sheriff says. He says it's, you know, that they're taking people off the street.
Yeah,
keeping them there.
I had one person that had 190 calls for service in 2 years. That's a waste of our officers' time, and sometimes requiring 2 calls for service. So now that person's doing 379 days in jail. They get sober. They have a moment of clarity to make the right decisions to get into a program. Then that's what we want. And before, it was just in and out.
And then 286 days because he gets off time for good behavior. He walks out again, and you get your first call again. What do you do? Really, what do you do then, though?
Well, I know that our district attorney is drawing a hard line on that. And if you make the list, and then that's it. There is no negotiation.
Okay.
You'll stay there.
All right. Going back to Henderson Open Spaces. So after Saturday, and you just cleaned through there, did everybody leave and you collected? You must have collected, probably at least a ton, if not more, of trash.
So we're allowed to dispose of the obviously soiled, sleeping bags and things like that. But anything of value, we have to take and keep and tag for 90 days. That's what the law says.
Do they have to pay for the storage of that?
They do not have to pay for the storage.
So we pay for the storage of that?
We do, yes. And we have to give them an opportunity to come collect their property. We leave them a receipt. And sometimes they collect it, sometimes they don't. But in 90 days, all that stuff is destroyed. And quite frankly, most of it is just soiled and has no value. So,
do you find new stuff down there?
Yeah. So we find stolen property. We find a lot of homemade weapons and weapons. We find needles. We find
guns. Do you find guns down there?
Yep. We find guns. We find, yeah, I mean, that's something that is, we find lots of bicycles, right? And so wherever these camps are.
What do you do with the bicycles? Do you just keep those?
Yeah, we'll keep those. We'll run them. And hopefully everybody has got on our website and registered their bicycle on our website. And that now that we can get it back to the correct owner. But a lot of people don't do that. So we keep it. Sometimes we'll make folks show receipts or how they got these bicycles, but we do collect them. Sometimes we give them over to the sheriff's department. They refurbish them and give them back out to
kids.
Christmas kids, things. Yeah. So it's a good thing. But yeah, we are down there. We're digging, and what happens is wherever these folks are moving, right? Mm-hmm. If these are the folks that do not want to stop their cycle of poverty and they want to live on the streets, anywhere around that area within a half mile radius. People are getting stolen from. Their stuff's getting just taken. I mean, at will. Anything that's not nailed down. And it's horrible.
And that's what these people came in and talked to me on Tuesday.
Right.
And people are sending me the emails. This is what's happening. That, I mean, when you have to chain your barbecue and the propane tank, he said, I've stopped even counting hoses. He says, I don't know what they want to do with hoses, but I've lost so many hoses. Mm-hmm. He says, I have no idea where they go to because... Anyway.
Right. And so we have a situation where, you know, Prop 47 was voted in by the California voters.
Yeah.
That took our theft laws.
Southern California voters.
Good
Southern
point.
California
Good
voters.
Point.
You didn't see it up here.
So it has to be $1,000 or more for it to be a felony instead of $400. And so those are the kinds of things that make it difficult for our officers to do their job.
Okay. I'm here with Reading Police. Reading Police Chief Roger Moore. I'm reading something somebody just sent to me, and I'm just not sure what that means. But they're just saying, I think it's like Happy Easter to everybody, but it's different names. Anyway, Chief Roger Moore.
Maybe it was Reading. Passover. Was it in Hebrew?
No, it's like different names. And, of course, Aaron Reznor. When we come back, I want to talk about, there's been talking about this navigation center. And I also want to talk about, you know, Chief Johnson, who has a different idea about it on this when we get back after these messages. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Guys, if you blew it on Easter, which I didn't, if you blew it on Easter, there's still a chance to run down there today and rescue yourself by going down and seeing Rebecca and saying, you know what, I might have forgotten that, you know, because I heard Linda say, oh, yeah, jewelry at Easter. But then again, she says jewelry on Fridays, too, sometimes. Anyway, 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading, Four Winds Jewelry, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back after these messages. 8:31 in the morning, 79 degrees, going up to like 87 today. We'll be right back.
Too much money.
Get your morning update with us, Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Get ready for a sock-off of nostalgia and muscle cars when American Graffiti roars onto the Cascade Theater's big screen during cool April nights. With live music, dancing, themed drinks, a jewelry giveaway from Devon's, and more surprises, April 24th. Doors open at 6, film at 7:30. It's a cruise down memory lane with the ultimate coming-of-age film, American Graffiti, at the Cascade. Tickets at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio at KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, 8:35 in the morning, 80 degrees. It's gone up 3 degrees since we during the commercial. 80 degrees out there. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Whether it's a little chip or a crack over 2.5 feet in length, Jeff Wurst can fix it. A better-known business. I'm telling you what, I trust him with anything that has to do with windshields. If he can't fix it, he'll send you to someplace that can. 3208 South Market Street, or give him a call at 241-8373. And by the way, all you RV owners, I see him lined up there because a little chip in the that he can fix there will keep it from becoming a huge crack in your windshield. Okay, I'm here with Aaron Reznor, city council person here for Reading, and Reading Police Chief Roger Moore. I'm talking about Henderson Open Spaces, which leads us to the next steps about, because this is a multi-level problem with multi-level solutions. Mm-hmm. One of the solutions, two of the solutions are camping area, a large camping area that everybody has to go to, that, you know, instead of Henderson Open Spaces, they would go to this location that's 20 acres or whatever, and they can camp there. And the other, another solution is the, quote, navigation center. So let's start with Aaron on what do you think about just the camping area that you can push people into?
Well, there are a couple of different things that work well in, that are similar to that, that work well in other countries. For instance, Copenhagen has an area they call, I believe the translation is something called a free zone. It's like an old army barracks sort of area, but they've have, the officers do not come out for any sort of call of service. It is literally like no man's land. So something along, which works out really well for them. It is safe enough and they have their sort of things that happen in there, but it doesn't bother the general public, but also no part of the government or police officers come into that zone, so they don't ever have to take care of anything in that area. That doesn't exactly translate to the beautiful state of California. And so that would be my concern, is if you move everybody all into one area, what does that look like for the issues that arise that the chief mentioned earlier in terms of hierarchy, in terms of prostitution, in terms of drugs and all of those sort of things. And then our officers are going into when there's a call for service and something happens, for instance, a rape or something along those lines happened, because those sort of terrible things happen in those camps, an officer or two gets called in. Seems like a rather unsafe environment.
You would have to take your armored car, probably, or something like that. I've never been a fan of it. I mean, but what do you think?
I can tell you that I think it would be chaos.
Yeah.
And I don't think that there has ever been one that is successful where it's just kind of a free-for-all day camp. It needs structure, it needs accountability, and it needs to be a place where it's a privilege, not a right, and people need to respect that. Even if we had a place like that, we cannot force people to go there, right? And so the other side of it is, so I'm not a fan of that, right?
Okay.
Period.
Got it.
And I know, Donnell, you work from HHSA, is working on the place. It's a navigation center mindset where it is structured, and folks can go in there for a limited stay, and they get to go into programs. My idea with that in talking with Donnell was, we have a lot of folks that have mental health issues, and I don't think anybody can deny that.
Oh, no.
I think
no.
that we Jeez. May all have a family member that is borderline, right? And so it knows no boundaries. And I think a lot of these people that are out in these camps aren't making good decisions anyway because of their mental health status. I think that should be first and foremost, you know, kind of what we concentrate on. I like Chief Johnson's idea of having some accountability attached to that.
His idea was the detention center right next to it, that people, when they're arrested, can go in there, and you've got a place to keep them for maybe up to a month to start them getting cleaned up.
Yeah.
But in the ones that do want help, you just transition them immediately over into the other place.
Correct. I like that, too. I know that for the place, they got about a $1.7 million grant to help fund that. Talking about a detention center, I don't see any funding for that. And it's extremely expensive. And talking with some of the sheriff administrative staff, they're having trouble filling their 30 positions right now.
Oh, absolutely.
It's not a popular profession to go in. So
all law enforcement are having some problems, I think.
Absolutely. And so there's many levels. Even if we created this, the ARC type system or something, a detention center like that, it takes money to fund it. It takes people that want to do the job, and that would be difficult. And so as we move forward, you know, in talking with Donnell, and he's a good friend of mine, I told him the concerns. I said, people want accountability. Mm-hmm. They don't want it to feel like it's a free for all and they're just giving money and money and money. And he goes, no, there's rules attached to this. And so it would be good to hear.
When we say low barrier, what does that mean then?
So a low barrier shelter is something where you can go there and there's really not any rules or accountability. And what
can
Donnell's,
you continue to use drugs and alcohol?
You could. And so what Donnell's proposing is not that.
Okay.
It does have rules and regulations, and
okay.
you do
so
have
it is
to
not
provide.
A low barrier then,
because no.
that was when it was first described. It was low
it
barrier.
It is not. So we've shifted.
Okay.
Everyone has shifted away from that.
Good.
Because we realize that one, this community won't support that, and
Never
two,
has.
It would probably be more of a problem than anything. And so I like what Donnell's working with the other law enforcement officials to gain input, and we're all trying to come together to make up, you know, a palatable solution on how we can.
Yeah. Well, I've got a phone call into Donnell. And he's been on before. I'd like to have him come in and talk about this.
Perfect.
Let's go to the phones. Bob.
Yeah, Carl and Lee Sheep, Moore and Aaron. You know, I've listened to Mr. Johnson of the Anderson Police Department. I grew up in the San Fernando Valley. We tried this over 30 years ago. And he has the best solution, because in the valley we did not hold these people responsible. We have the mission up here. They do not want to go to the mission because after 30 days they are held responsible to start learning, to start doing things properly like the rest of the people.
Right.
They do not want to do this.
Correct.
So if you make it easy on them, if you keep giving them everything, we are going to have another San Francisco. California's most beautiful city, San Francisco, is a disaster. And if we want Redding in Shasta County to look like that. We either have to have a camp form, whether they like it or not, or we have to have what Johnson wants in Anderson. And the thing is the people that run it have to stay in contact with one another. That's what we didn't have in the San Fernando Valley. They let it go free. They didn't. Nobody followed any rules. There were no regulations. And if you don't have it, you're going to keep giving these people, you're going to keep spending money, and you're going to be wasting our time and our efforts and our money.
I totally agree with you.
Thank you, Bob.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
Hey, we're going to lose the chief right here. And so Aaron's going to be able to carry on with this on the Navigation Center. And then also, let me ask this real quick. If you had the funds, could you do sweeps at Henderson Open Spaces every other day or every 3 days?
Yeah, if we had the funds and the personnel, you bet.
Well, so it's not just the funds.
Correct.
So because you're talking about overtime.
We're talking about overtime, right. So
it's overtime, and that's just money, but it's also then people.
Correct.
To sweep through there just to keep them out of there.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Hey, Chief, thank you so much. Be safe out there.
Thank you so much.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. I'm here with Aaron Reznor, our city council person of the minute right now because she's here. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue, Man's Last Stronghold. Give them a call at 244-9478 for appointments there. It's a better-known business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back. Okay.
I can't do everything, but I can try. And as I roll along, I begin to find things aren't always just what they seem. I want to turn the whole thing upside down. I'll find the things they say just can't be found.
Save the date for Friday, May 10th, as Wind River Resort and Casino and FaithWorks host Reddick's 7th Annual Bacon and Brew Fest. Bacon and Brew fans unite and taste an array of bacon-inspired appetizers, entrees, and desserts provided by restaurants from around the area. What would bacon be without a cold one? Sample a variety of specialty microbrews from area breweries. You are the judges at this savory event as vendors compete for $500 cash. Bring your appetite and be ready to quench your thirst at Reddick's 7th Annual Bacon and Brew Fest. Plus, the band Uptown will be performing live, so you can boot, scoot, and boogie while satisfying your hunger and tossing back a cold one. Tickets $20 per person, tastings included with purchase. Save the date for Friday, May 10th, for the 7th Annual Bacon and Brew Fest from 6 to 9 p.m. 100% of the proceeds will go to FaithWorks, a local nonprofit. For details, contact group sales at 530-339-7412. Download the Wind River app. Bacon and Brew is better at the river.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Simpson University is pleased to announce that its annual golf tournament is on April 26th at Goat Hills Golf Club. Join the rise at Simpson University, known as Simpson Rising, by joining or sponsoring this wonderful event. You can register or sponsor online at connect.simpsonu.edu/springgolf or call 530-226-4750. You can enter for a chance to win an Apple Watch, television, barbecue, and much, much more. So join us on April 26th at Gold Hills Golf Club for the Simpson Rising Pepsi Invitational.
The 25th Annual Safari Club International Banquet is almost here. Join friends, neighbors, and outdoor enthusiasts on April 27th at Wind River. Enjoy a great meal and numerous silent and live auction items, including a 25th anniversary commemorative rifle, guns, outdoor equipment, and a table of special prizes for the ladies. The Safari Club International's 25th Annual Banquet. For more information, call 474-5075. That's 474-5075. Safari Club International's 25th Annual Banquet.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media sound bites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studio of the KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio is portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. It's going to be in the 90s this week. If you haven't called to check your filters and your air conditioners to make sure everything's working, maybe you should do that because Alliance Heating and Air, a veteran-owned business for over 25 years, Martin and Pam have got just a great crew of people working for them. Any make or model of cooling systems, give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air, voted best in the North State. And our guest knows about that, Aaron Reisner. Y'all been voted best in North State several times. What is it, like 46 times in a row or something?
I don't know.
I mean, how many cups of coffee do you have to give away to get that?
We do give something crazy like 30,000 free drinks away every single month.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, on Veterans Day, and you don't advertise this, but if you're a veteran, and your guys will look and ask, free cup.
Actually, every single day we give a deal to veterans because I appreciate their service.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to start wearing my.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're going back to Aaron Reisner, of course, City Council, going back to what we're facing here.
Yeah.
Henderson Open Spaces, they did the sweep through there, took out. I'm not going to hazard a guess how much it was. And then we're talking about a navigation center. I mean, when do we pull a trigger on this thing?
Well,
what has to be done to do this? Because, I mean, is this an insurmountable problem?
No, I don't think that anything is insurmountable. I think that it's a complex problem, and it's a countywide. Well, honestly, it's a problem that is going on across the entire state. But for us, it's countywide, which requires there to be conversations that are being had between Anderson and Shasta Lake and Redding and the Board of Supervisors, because RPD, my guys can arrest them, or they can write tickets, or they can do all of the things. But if there aren't jail beds and we're letting out rapists or those people with felonies because they're court capped, or because we have judges that are not laying down strict enough or harsh enough sort of sentences for folks, that's not something in which that any city official can handle, because that's not our jurisdiction, which requires a multidisciplinary approach.
Have you all sat down, in an official meeting to talk about this?
Yeah, there have been conversations there.
I mean,
that are
everybody that's there, I mean, Board of Supervisors, the City of Reading representatives, and all the towns around here to say, hey, this is a countywide problem, just like you said. Have anybody sat down and said, what can we do as a county to combat this?
All of us together in one room, no. Say some folks from Anderson and some Board of Supervisors, yes, or some folks from Reading and some folks from Anderson, yes, in those sort of descriptions. I've met with Chief Johnson when he was forming his idea to review, offer some suggestions. Met with Donnell to discuss what he was thinking before. So those are happening. And I believe about 2 weeks ago or so, every single city council made the decision that they would set two people aside so that we could engage in some discussions. But the county's direction for that was essentially that they would like more money from the cities to be able to solve some of those problems. And the reality for at least the city of Reading is that I mean, I don't have enough funding to hire more police and fire. So to inject more money at this time into or create a funding source is just not something that the city of Reading can do. To have those discussions, though, that yeah, we've been doing that. But like I said, it's a complex issue, so it requires lots of discussions.
I think that the idea that we give away so much stuff.
Mm-hmm.
How about the ideas of something that if you go to I'm just going to say People Progress, but it can be any place, and you say, I want some new pants, that you have to exchange clothes. In other words, you have the needle exchange, which supposedly works.
Yeah.
Though we know it probably doesn't. But when people come up and want new clothes, say, fine, give us these clothes. And you can have these, and you can have new clothes, but you have to give us these.
And that's what the Good News Rescue Mission does, those sort of things.
Well, but there's other places that gives plenty of stuff around here.
There are other places, but they're also private entities. So if they receive some sort of government funding, we could probably go in and say, this is what it is. These are going to be the new rules of engagement sort of thing. But we don't have the authority to dictate. For instance, you could not dictate, the city cannot dictate what I'm allowed to charge for coffee, for instance.
No, but you could make an ordinance that says if you hand out clothing or food, you've got a permit fee for that, or part of your permit is to collect. I just think that there's ways of doing that, and it's not doing anything except getting stuff that they're, you know, that, you know, when they get new stuff, why not just drop the stuff?
Oh,
there?
Most of it works really well for the Good News Rescue.
Yeah, that's what I mean. But there's other places that give a lot of stuff away too.
There are. And I think that it's bringing those people into the conversations in which that we're having, but we have to present to them.
Yeah.
An idea that's formulated, and I think that's the part we're super impatient and we want to know what is being done. I mean, Michael and I came into office in December, and I think that there are people that are like, you haven't solved the problem yet.
It's been 4 months. What do you want? Come on.
Totally. Solved all the world's problems in 4 months. No, we don't. We won't have that for like another year and a half.
Yeah, I know. I'm just kidding. Not real kidding, but yeah, I am. How about this? How about the tax? Julie Winters came in here and said there's a group of people that want to raise a one cent sales tax, which is like a 13% increase. So it's a 1 cent sales tax, and these are civilians, not the city, because the city's not going to raise that point.
I don't think the government should be in the middle of that. I think that we can offer advice of where it would be best source, or in these sort of conversations like we had this morning. I mean, honestly, we are sort of, for the city of Reading, I can't speak for all the other cities, but for the city of Reading, in my opinion, we have done such a good job of cutting money out in the last few years, and especially in this year also, that the next step is sort of discussing layoffs or going to the unions to negotiate.
We're going to lose that prosecutor here in July, I think, right? June or July?
Yeah. Funding is running out. And in order to make a difference, even if the city of Reading said, hey, let's go, we're going to start laying people off, or unions say they'll do furloughs or something along those lines, it doesn't produce that much funding for us to actually make a difference. I mean, if we want to talk about sweeps in somewhere like Henderson every 3 days or so to make
those
people's
lives. How much
does
that cost, I wonder? I would wonder how about fencing off Henderson, both ends of it, because the houses are there, so you don't have to worry about that. So both ends of it.
I think the part that's in that for me is that harms the people who are behaving well. There are still, shockingly, I know, it's not me, but there are still grandmas who are out there like walking their dogs and doing those sort of things. I'm not joking. I have gals who have said, walk through Henderson open space and walk their dogs. But I'm saying, I don't think that that's the solution, that every open space, I think that's a Band-Aid on, that's a Band-Aid onto the problem. And we saw that with South City Park. We can fence in an area and we will just move them somewhere else. We're really just moving them around. And so I think that we have to tackle the actual issue.
Well, then we should then the navigation center or the place needs to be at the top of the list then.
I think that it needs to be at the top of the list. I think that it is for I mean, I know that it is for many city council members here, but I think that it is at the top of the list. Actually, Chief Johnson tomorrow at Board of Supervisors, I believe, is giving his presentation at 9
about
o'clock.
The detention center part of it.
That's what I would tell anybody from Henderson or anybody who to show up, because we can complain online about all of the things, but government is run by the people who show up and participate.
Yeah,
so we need to make our voices known. We need to share all of those things so that it's not just a priority for people who, you know, I don't have the authority when it comes to prosecutors or to jail space sort of thing. But I darn well will get my booty out there and support those who are making those decisions and those suggestions.
Okay, we've got like less than a minute here. So what would you tell people then? How about if 100 people showed up down at the city hall and said we need something to be done?
I think that 100 people should show up tomorrow at Board of Supervisors meeting at 9 a.m.
Okay.
I think that the county meets at 9 a.m. on a Tuesday morning. Most people have jobs, and it's difficult to
and
come up.
And they refuse to change that.
Yeah, they absolutely will.
Isn't that weird? Why don't they even have one, like,
once a quarter,
have one at 6 p.m.?
Absolutely, because we hear them, and my heart breaks. That would be the most frustrating thing for those folks down there.
Yeah.
So I think that they show up.
Okay. All right. Aaron Reznor, thank you so much for coming in. Thanks for, caring enough to come in and say, hey, look, we're not going to fix this today. But
if we all participate in the conversation, I think we can come up with some really great solutions.
Okay. Thanks a lot. Hey, everybody, remember, it's good guys against bad guys out there. Let's all be good guys. What do you think? And I'll keep